USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. On his way to Texas, Mattis was asked if the troops would be interacting with the migrants.
At the present, I do not anticipate military personnel coming into direct contact with migrants.
Search crews in Northern California have found more bodies, bringing the death toll from the so-called campfire to 48, and statewide, 50 people have died in California due to wildfires. A new lawsuit blames a fire on a major utility in California, PG&E, for allegedly failing to inspect and properly maintain its power lines. Meanwhile, this resident of Paradise says he was lucky to survive.
It happened so quickly. You know, we had trained for this for years and years and years. We knew Paradise would burn. You know, is it going to burn? It's just a matter of time. You know, when will it burn and how bad will it burn?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
In response to new Food and Drug Administration regulations coming out later this week, e-cigarette maker Juul announced a series of actions that they're taking to prevent young people from smoking the e-cigarettes. The company announced it will stop selling the flavored pods of mango, fruit, and cream and cucumber to more than 90,000 retail stores that carry them. Meredith Berkman is with an anti-vaping group. She wants a ban on flavors everywhere.
We just want them to ban the flavors because the evidence shows that flavors hook kids.
And as far as banning those four flavors, this store owner says,
mango is the top-selling flavor for Juul. That's going to probably bring down sales a bit.
Lottery officials in South Carolina say the winner of the $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot still has not stepped forward, even though the drawing was nearly 3 weeks ago. The winning ticket was sold in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and the winner has 180 days to step forward. So that means that winner has until April 21st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is out making the media rounds talking about her new book that came out not too long ago. Now, one of the things she said that was rather interesting is that she is encouraging Hillary Clinton to run for president once again. Now, the field is very crowded, and we've heard up to 32 people say they may be running for president in 2020. Robert Wolf was one of former President Obama's economic advisors. He joined Fox News and was asked if Hillary should really run for president.
I'm a big fan of Michelle, but I would respectfully disagree on that one. I would probably say Hillary Clinton should not run. I'd like to see, of that 36, probably the field go down by at least half, if not more. I know the Republicans had 16. That even seemed like a high number. And I think if you look at the 36, you'd say, sure, all of them, there's a 1 in 5 chance they run. If you said how many of them have a 50% chance of running, yeah, there's probably half a dozen right now.
As I look at that, the faces in the big wall there, you know, down at the bottom you got Mark Cuban, you got Avenatti. I mean, these are not serious candidates. At this point, are they?
I think it's highly unlikely that there will be a non-politician that is the front runner and the candidate for 2020. You know, the midterms, you know, Steve, as you and I were chatting, we see it a little differently, but I viewed it as about a 75% positive night for the Democrats for 2020, about 25% for President Trump. He definitely is more formidable in Ohio and Florida. He kind of solidified that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.